David, it's good to be here on a fall Thursday when there's no football.
It feels like fall.
Yeah, well, it is by every measure. But it's a great season to go to the movies. You know, it's always a great season to go to the movies. But
when there's no longer a need for air conditioning, we have heat.
We have heat. You can escape the early darkness by going into an even darker place and watching great flickering lights.
And it will seem light when you come out.
Exactly. If you will be enlightened, if not a bright light in your community.
We've
well, anyway.
Much too far.
We have. And we have news about Angela Lansbury, who I know most people think of as the lady that was in Murder, She Wrote.
That's the only thing I knew her from, and I never saw the show.
But she was a Hollywood starlet back in the waning days of the studio system. She was a musical star that was in lots of Broadway musicals. She was a British native, but built her career in the United States. She was in a couple of very famous Stephen Sondheim musicals, one of them being Sweeney Todd, where she played.
Oh, yeah, that was made into a movie later.
It was.
It just got awful, yeah.
Well, I'm a fan of Sweeney Todd. But anyway, she's in Wes Anderson's new movie. Now, Wes Anderson had a big hit this summer with Moonrise Kingdom. And his new film is called The Grand Budapest Hotel. She has a very small role, and she joins some other famous folks that have small roles, including Johnny Depp and Jude Law, two first-time Wes Anderson making their first appearance in a Wes Anderson film. It's going to be filmed in Germany. He's very secretive about the characters and the plot and everything, so we don't really know much other than Angela Lansbury and Johnny Depp and Jude Law are making these cameos. Some other folks that are connected to the film include Owen Wilson, who's a longtime Wes Anderson collaborator, both in terms of scripts and in acting. Edward Norton, Jeff Goldblum, Adrian Brody, William Dafoe are all in.
That is some of the best talent you can put together.
Well, he works with great talent and does some very interesting things. If you
and
like,
it should
Wes
be noted,
Anderson.
As much as I was making fun of Angela Lansbury, virtually every stop along her career, she's been an award-winning actress.
Oh yes, absolutely. She's very, very accomplished. A wonderful
right.
singer, wonderful actress, and she's in her 80s. I just saw her on Broadway with James Earl Jones a few months ago. She's really quite charming and wonderful. Disturbing news, not in a deeply personal human way, but Iran will be boycotting the Oscars this year for a very silly reason, and it's that that really terrible, very amateurish, not even complete film, The Innocence of Muslims. They're so worked up about it, which is this trailer that was released that's caused all this rioting, which is just awful.
And the trailer was certainly offensive.
It was offensive, but it was a very amateurish work. It was clearly designed to be provocative, not artistic.
Even the actress in that trailer is suing the director of the film, saying that was not what she was told this was going
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. It's just a travesty on so many levels. But for a country to overreact like that, you can understand that people can get worked up with stuff because a lot of times, you know, mobs, and whether they're in the United States or whether they're wherever, can get worked up about stuff. To have a country think of this way that they're not going to participate in the Academy, or the Academy had nothing to do with it. There's no way that this film would ever make it to a nomination point. And Iran has a very deep and rich film culture. Last year, Separation was a acclaimed film, and A Cube of Sugar appeared to be the front runner in terms of being the nominee for this year's foreign language Oscar. So anyway, we'll miss having that opportunity to have it be acclaimed by the Academy and consequently seen more broadly in the United States, certainly, but in much of the English-speaking world. So we'll
and maybe these cultural
there.
Endeavors that ultimately help us bridge the gap and come to greater understanding as peoples.
Absolutely, and that's one of the key roles that culture can play. And certainly that was the case with A Separation. It was a wonderful film, but it also created an insight into Iranian daily life and culture and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, let's hope they reconsider, and Iran is well represented.
Absolutely.
So
Looper is a film that's very well reviewed. It's got 93%.
And it's got Bruce Willis in it.
It's got Bruce Willis in it.
You rarely put those two things in a sentence these days.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is actually plays the younger version of the Bruce Willis character. But it's about and Jeff Daniels is in this film, as well as Emily Blunt and Paul Dano. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt is sent back in time. There's a time travel dynamic involved where
he meets himself.
He meets himself, and he's supposed to off himself, and it's a very complicated piece.
It's like a more dramatic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
<That's right. laughs> In a thriller kind of context.
All it's missing is George Carlin.
That's right, and it's gotten great reviews. Rian Johnson's the director. He did Brick and The Brothers Bloom, two indie films that were well reviewed. And again, the reviews are very strong. A high-tone, futuristic time travel picture that with a splash of romance floats your boats as it does mine. That's what you should go see. That's David Edelstein, who reviews on NPR. Variety loved it. Hollywood Reporter loved it. Everyone's loving it pretty much. So Looper is definitely worth checking out. And that's playing in a multiplex near you. Hotel Transylvania has a Adam Sandler voicing a Dracula character. This is an animated film about a bunch of monsters that have gotten together, Frankenstein and all the typical kind of monsters that you can think of, gotten together for a party at a hotel that's run by Dracula, but a normal human being stumbles into this and causes all kind of havoc, especially when he takes a shine to Dracula's daughter, Mavis.
Well, you know, Adam Sandler certainly hasn't had much critical success over the last 5-7 years, but all his movies make, you know, $75 to $100 million.
Well, they seem to do pretty well at the box office.
Yep.
So, but the reviews on this are 55% positive, so half and half, more or less. Now, a film that's only gotten 31% positive reviews is Won't Back Down, which stars...
I thought with that cast it would do
Yeah, Maggie
better.
Gyllenhaal and Viola Davis. Viola Davis's performance in particular is considered extremely strong, and it's about a school teacher and a parent who are trying to deal with the inner city schools in big city and a big city that's falling apart. The filmmaker has made something that is emotionally manipulative. That's what the reviewers, how they take it. And so consequently, a very important and dynamic tale has kind of taken over the top. Again, Viola Davis's performance is well reviewed, but the whole thing is kind of overwrought, according to the critics. So,
what about The Master?
The Master is a film that's currently playing, and it was the big buzz film to come out of the Toronto, or a big buzz film that came out of the Toronto Film Festival. And it's a Paul Thomas Anderson film that stars Philip Seymour Hoffman as this charismatic leader that apparently is loosely based on L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology. It's not literally a biopic of Scientology or L. Ron Hubbard, but it seems to be inspired by that kind of a dynamic. He gets to, he's put into a context of whipping up people's thoughts and emotions and leading them down a path. And it hasn't gotten 100% positive reviews. It's kind of heady. And so it's the kind of film that maybe you watch once and then you maybe catch a second time and you get the other deeper layers of meaning.
I thought Roger Ebert's critique of the movie was quite poignant.
Yes, absolutely. He said, "The Master is fabulously well-acted and crafted, but when I reached for it, my hand closed on air." Now, again, the reviews are generally positive.
Right.
Kenneth Turin, my favorite critic these days, says, "The Master is bristling with vivid moments and unbeatable acting, but its interests are not a tidy narrative that is totally satisfying in itself, but rather the excesses and extreme of human behavior, the interplay of troubled souls desperate to find their footing." So, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin
has gotten excellent reviews. In fact, one filmgoer that saw the film in Toronto thinks that he's already a lock for an Academy Award.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. If you haven't seen Detropia or Sleepwalk With Me, Detropia being this documentary on Detroit really divides the audience in terms of whether it's appropriate. I think it's just a tremendous, very poetic, insightful piece. You need to go see that because it's going to go away very quickly. And Sleepwalk With Me, the Mike Birbiglia comedy that Ira Glass had a lot to do with in terms of screenwriting and producing. Very funny, very fun film. Sleepwalk With Me, definitely want to check out. Agnieszka Holland is being vetted here over the next few weeks. She's going to give a Copernicus lecture on October 10th. On Monday, you can see The Secret Garden. There's going to be a horror film shorts festival that's coming up here on September.
The Three Corpse Circus.
Yeah, September.
And you know what? WEMU's Bob Eccles is going to be there. He is a horror writer.
He is.
Outside of his day job here at WEMU. And the Horror Association of the area, they're going to be there with a booth and a table or whatever.
Yeah, a bunch of really great folks have put this together.
Yeah.
And the films from all over the world, short horror films.
Stop by and say hello to Bob.
Absolutely. Ghost World is the midnight film at the State Theater. The Giant Mechanical Man is part of the Motor City Movies. It didn't play locally. It stars Jenna Fischer and Chris Messina. Mm-hmm. It was shot in Detroit, and it's a very fun romantic comedy. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is coming up on the 28th. On October 4th, and this is being screened all over the country between September 28th and October 7th. They're going to play the Michigan Theater on October 4th, and you get to go vote.
Thank you so much for all the information. We do appreciate it. We'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat, exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.